All right, we will now take verbal roll call. President Elmore,
Here.
Vice President Simon,
Here.
Secretary Abrahamian, Alder Vidiver,
Here.
Board Member McComber,
Here.
Board Member Callisto,
Here.
Board Member Wachinski. Absent and excused. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay. First item is approval of the minutes from last month. Do we have a motion to approve? So, second.
I'll second.
Without objection, we will approve. Susan, do we have any public comments?
There are no registrants.
Okay, thank you. Board members, any disclosures or recusals? Okay, seeing none, we move on shortly to our first new item of business, but welcome to our interim general manager, January. And we'll be hearing from her shortly. And the first item is authorizing the Madison Water Utility General Manager to certify municipal service bills, assessments, and changes to the tax roll related to governmental units or delinquent accounts in those jurisdictions. So, January. Do an overview of this item.
Sure. So this is an annual process that we do for our wholesale customers, whereby this is the authorization for us to do the administrative work to roll over any delinquent account to the tax roll. So normal business as usual, but we need approval for me to be able to do the administrative work.
Questions on this item?
I just have a question. The last sentence in the fiscal note that talks about water utilities are currently exploring options to address water affordability. And that is that kind of in place of MadCap? And does it refer, would it, did MadCap apply to these other jurisdictions or they're only city of Madison?
It was only for the city of
Okay.
Yeah, because they're wholesale. So, yeah.
So do you know why? I mean, I know you don't write fiscal note, but you should, but I wondered how that was pertinent or relevant to this resolution sentence.
I think we're always just cognizant of the fact that we want to try to make water as affordable as possible. So,
Okay, I guess they all city residents, but this is actually doesn't apply to the city of Madison. This resolution applies to all
yeah.
these other. Okay, it
Yeah.
just kind of jumped out at me like, why does that?
And
All right.
who are wholesale customers?
So we have Town of Blooming Grove, Burke, Middleton, and Verona. We have Fitchburg, Middleton, Monona's, and then Maple Bluff, McFarland, and Sherwood. So,
Any other questions, comments? If not, do we have a motion to approve?
I'll move.
And do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second, okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? None. We move on to our first report, water production report, and Joan.
So, our water production report for the month of May is here in attachment A. Looking at the net production for the month was 26.7 million gallons per day. And what you see is that compares to our reliable capacity of 41 million gallons per day, or the maximum capacity of 61.3 million gallons per day for the system as a whole. That represents about 44% of the maximum capacity and 65% of that reliable capacity. What we see here is that we have a surplus in each of the three regions and a pretty significant surplus in Zone C and a smaller surplus in Zones D and B. Year to date, we've delivered 3.77 billion gallons of water. And I would just draw your attention, just because this is kind of interesting to me, to the graph at the bottom of the page. If you note, towards the end of the month, the yellow line going up pretty precipitously, the red line going down pretty precipitously those last 2 to 3 days. What is reflected there is two things. One was the increase in demand in our system as we were getting very hot and very dry towards the end of the month. Combine that with a well failure in zone D, or excuse me, region D. That's why the red line went down pretty precipitously. And the yellow line went up correspondingly because we've talked about resiliency projects, which allow us to pump from one zone into another zone. And that's reflected right there. So just wanted to point that out to you that just an example of our resiliency and how we can deal with failure, unexpected failures and maintenance issues as they come up, and we can respond appropriately. All right, the next one is our attachment B, which is looking at our well utilization, and system-wide, we're at about 39% utilization. Again, this is on an annual basis. There we see our pumpage is at 3.7, just under 3.77 billion gallons per year for the year. Our capacity for the year was closer to 10 billion gallons. So again, tapping into about just under 40% of that available capacity. And then you see that we have similar, similarly low utilization rates for each of those regions, all under 50%, which is our target. There are a well or two that's in each of those regions that is slightly higher than 50%, but that is largely due to the time of year we are, where there's higher demand. And then we hope that towards the end of the year, we can level those out, get those closer to 50%. And then finally, the last thing to report is our attachment C, that we have our well 20 is currently out of service, and that's related to we're repainting the tank out there. And so that requires the well to be out of service. That was taken out of service early last month, in early May, and we expect that to be out of service through through probably the end of September, maybe into early October. So some things that we've discovered out there, either I or Pete will talk about that in the capital projects report later. So that's my report. Any questions?
I saw, I think it via an email, that there was a request for voluntary conservation at some point at the end of May.
Yeah. I
assume that was tied to the event you talked about.
Yes and no. I mean, we are already internally having discussions and considerations for voluntary restrictions at that point. But yes, when that failure did occur, it was time to launch. And
was that citywide, the request?
We didn't specifically say where people needed to conserve. We just basically asked people to use water wisely. So it was a reminder that conservation is important and that we want to use the resource wisely and in a good way. And so we did not specifically target any region in the city.
You know, Joe, how often we do something like that?
Usually during hot, dry spells, especially. So this is probably maybe once every 3 years is typically about the frequency, or maybe a little bit less than that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay. Susan, I guess we'll take roll call.
Yep, before we proceed, we will go ahead and take roll call one more time since we had another arrival. So, President Delmore.
Here.
Vice President Simon.
Here.
Secretary Ian.
Here.
Alder Vitiver.
Here.
Board Member McComber.
Here.
Board Member Callisto.
Here.
And Board Member Witinski is excused absent. Chair, the floor is yours again.
Okay. And our next report is the finance report in January.
So, thank you, Susan. So as of May, our total revenue is $21.4 million. Comparing last year May to now, we are $158,000 more. So we're pretty much on track and on trend. For total expenditure for operating, we're at $17.9 million. Again, comparing our expenditure from last year May to this year May, we are $405,000 down. So a little bit less expenditure. Our total operating fund balance is $16.1 million. For capital,
Our total revenue is 9.9 million, of which by the end of August, we will expect to get our full safe drinking water loan proceeds, since we'll have a safe water, drinking water loan closure at that month. Total capital expenditure is 18.6 million, of which 16 million is income. So you'll note that our ending fund balance for capital is a negative 5.6 million, but our total capital expenditure includes that encumbrance, that huge encumbrance of 16 million. So it looks negative, but we actually do not have the full 18.5 million going out the door as of right now. It is just encumbered for the most part. So this ending fund balance will return to a positive balance once we receive our safe drinking water loan and receive the rest of our transfer from operating fund and from our expense depreciation. With that, Susan, if you go to the next page, our cash reserve, we have a total cash and investment as of May at 62.5 million, of which about 17 million is unrestricted cash balance. The rest of it is for, say, pilot, our AMI, catastrophic reserve, and so forth. So those are our normal cash reserves that we have. But again, we're at 62.5 million. And we did add little numbers to our outstanding debt. So you can see that as of, I think this is updated as of 3/31 of this year, we are down to 146.7 million of outstanding debt. So again, we're going down the road with our debt. And if you guys are interested, we do have the MadCap summary on our memo page. That is updated as of June. Otherwise, if there's any questions, I can take any.
Questions for January? Okay, and seeing none, I guess we move on to our next report, which is capital project Pete.
Evening, thank you all. Fairly lean report for me this month, but have some other things kind of forthcoming discussions this would like as well. But taking through some of the expenditures through May, our expense depreciation update, as far as where we stand with water main replacement this year, and a few notes on three of our major capital projects, where they sit right now as well. So again, just looking through May, the next slide, total of our expenditures and encumbrances are now over $18 million. I think there was a pretty substantial jump from last month, and I want to say that is because we encumbered the Unit Well 12 construction contract. So that's where that sits. I have not done anything in terms of paying out that contract, so it's just an encumbrance right now, which is why our actual expenditures are pretty low, including with the pipelines. And I think I said last month, a lot of the pipeline replacement jobs are starting off kind of late this year. But if we jump to the next slide with our expense depreciation, you see we continue to secure work related to that with our encumbrances plus expenditures, but mostly encumbrances at this time, getting close to $7 million, climbing up towards that $8 million goal. But again, that is secured work. It's not actual work at this point. So we're hoping that construction really kicks off here as summer is, in terms of the technical calendar dates, just beginning now, but that should jump pretty quickly, speaking with our construction group. So Unit Well 19, not a ton of updates, again, from last month as we kind of continue to chip away at some of the punch list items. The facility does continue to be operational. Filters are performing as expected, but there's a number of kind of touch-up things for our kind of final operations that we'd like to see done. Working towards getting the ceiling redone this fall and some other kind of related closeout items related to warranty tracking, maintenance manuals, and a few other things just as the building kind of continues to perform. And then lastly, with our Unit Well 12 reconstruction project. We did meet with the contractor for, we called it a pre-work meeting since construction itself won't likely begin until sometime in September, but just to kind of gather up contract logistics, talk about submittals that could happen between now and then, and some coordination with MG&E that the contractor will need to do based on some other utility improvements that are going to go on around our site, which include taking down an overhead line that would otherwise be right above our new reservoir. And then also MG&E is for mutual benefit going to upgrade our generator to that site as well. So it can better kind of handle the new loads that will be put upon that when the new facility is done. So looking ahead there, we've got a few more permits actually at the city level related to demolition and kind of final site approval so that the contractor can pull all building permits that they need once they get going in September. And we're getting set up with the construction tracking software so submittals can start to go through, things like that, which will happen over the next couple of months. And then as I think I'd indicated last month, but we had been approved for the full $10 million of coverage through the Safe Drinking Water loan. We'll just have some steps between now and I think it's end of August that we'll be able to then close on that loan. So working on that in parallel with kicking off the project now. Our Reservoir 20 repainting project, currently under construction. One of the conditions in the contract was a review of the, there's a series of, I think it's 56 steel beams from original construction with the tank drain down and an opportunity to kind of evaluate those conditions. There are some recommendations to replace those. So we're looking at proposals to do that as part of this work. And that would be done via change order, which we're looking at processing at this time. There's also some additional work that would be beneficial related to a flow meter installation for the reservoir. We're looking to coordinate with that with the contractor as well, but there could be some schedule updates. And then meantime, continuing to just evaluate kind of the overall performance, hydraulic conditions and other system responses between the affected pressure zones and hydraulic regions. I can give an example. We've been balancing the water tower on the site from through a pressure reducing valve in zone 10 to the west. It's doing a very good job, perhaps too good of a job. I'm working with Joe on possibly adjusting the feed control there so that the water in the tower can turn over a little more for the sake of chlorine residual and temperatures. But these are all things we're keeping a close eye on, and we'll adjust, you know, the system to, you know, perform how we expect now and through the summer till this work is done. So those are kind of the major updates I've got. Should be next month, Eric, but you were asking about the kind of our bid analyses and estimating. Our engineering interns put together a presentation with some of that data, which we're hoping they'll present next month or August at the latest. So we'll have some more information there. Yeah, we've got some other tank painting work coming up. I'm just thinking as, you know, Unit Well 19, not many updates of note going forward. It might cycle this list out a little bit more. So keep that in mind, but happy to answer any questions or other items of interest work going forward.
Questions?
Well, what's the status of solar?
Of solar? We have coordinated with city facilities, the division of engineering, and under this contract, we've added conduit so that they can easily be installed through that program that they run post-construction. So they'd go on the north side of the site just based on kind of where those would were best suited to be installed, but we'll put in all the infrastructure to easily accommodate that once this work is done. And all told, that was a pretty easy and cost-wise very small addition to be able to work in. So I was glad we were able to do that with this work coming up.
Thank you.
Other questions for Pete? Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
And Joe, you are doing the monthly operations report also?
Yes, I'm pitch hitting for Tom, who couldn't make it tonight. So I'm just the messenger, so save it for next month for Tom if there's anything that's wrong or I say incorrectly. So please, thank you for your patience. So as Tom reports, this is the status of our hydrant maintenance and our valve maintenance. Looking, we see that the significant work is doing those inspections, and those look like they're on pace to reaching our targets for the annual basis. So we see that there's about 500 that were completed in April and May for the hydrant inspections, and you know, almost just about 1,500 for the valve inspections. A couple of things of note. That we've hit 171 miles of unidirectional flushing. We try to target, I think it's about 600 or so miles. We're on pace to hit that target. Also noticed that there were 85 conventional flushing runs that happened in May. Some of those were when we were draining the tank at 20. So instead of just wasting that water, we used it for a purpose of flushing out the water main. So we were getting some benefit of drawing down that tank and trying to do it at a pretty quick pace. Number of hydrants that were painted in the month of May, 234. I bring this up only because just last night I was walking my dog and there were three hydrants that just popped. I mean, they just looked gorgeous. Red with the blue, with the blue caps. It was pretty impressive. And so I just wanted to pass that along. So I know maybe you guys don't see that, but that's the type of infrastructure that jumps out for us water geeks. So just wanted to point that out. We do see that we did have a couple of system leaks in May. But not as many as we would see during the winter months, but we do see some even during some of these, during the warmer months. And then just looking at some of the operational projects, just the terrace repairs in May. This is when the weather gets nice and we can start correcting some of those curb stop repairs that we were making or other repairs that were made in the terrace. When we try to restore those, or restore them to the extent that we can during the winter months, a lot of that soil will settle. And so we need to go back in and repair those sites. And so we closed out 232 of those. There's still about 13 that are outstanding, but we've made a lot of progress last month. So questions?
Okay, and none, no. Marcus, public information report.
Hello, everyone. Definitely kind of weird not having Krishna here. but yeah, we're rocking and rolling for sure. Really active with our communications and outreach. So for this month, social media is great. Jody's been putting out information. Everything that you kind of hear here, that's public for the public to know. Jody does a great job of making sure the public's aware of that. Media mentions there were a couple with, you know, Joe just touched on some of the drought conditions and things like that, and one of our wells going offline, stuff like that. So that was actually a story. But as he mentioned, we were prepared for that with our resiliency. So, you know, those stories, you know, they don't really go anywhere, which is a good thing. Customer service, they've been taking a lot of calls. I think this is their highest call volume month. And there's a lot, of course, going on with that as well, as far as customer service stuff and financial things. Leadership calls the same, taking a lot of calls, and exactly the same with the website views is the most views we've gotten, I think, since I've tracked it. So over 20,000 views this month alone, and I just checked that again because I was like, that number looks high, but definitely almost 21,000 website views. A lot of that can be attributed to the annual water quality report. You know, a lot of traffic was driven there to check out the report. And I actually just checked, and I think that did jump into like the top 10 most viewed pages. So people were getting that information and being able to check out the water quality report, which is great. That's exactly what we want. And of course, Jody's put some stuff out on social media about that. So we're still promoting that as it came out last month. Some emails to subscribers, as was mentioned, flushing, unidirectional flushing. So we send that out every Friday, and then other emails about any other kinds of updates and things like that. And we did send out an email about different ways to conserve water during the hot, kind of drought conditions and things like that, and asking people to voluntarily, reduce their water use. So sent out some emails about that. And then the news releases that, again, is with the, pertains to the water quality, annual water quality report. As far as ongoing projects and initiatives, we just went over some of the capital projects. So just keeping people apprised of what's going on with Well 12, 19, 20, the water main rehabilitation project, which is starting up. I think there was just a the first like weekly check-in meeting with the contractor today. So that was on site. And then, of course, water main flushing. The annual drinking water quality report, as I mentioned, or the consumer confidence report that came out last month, but we're still promoting that. We will promote that for a while just in case people didn't get a chance to look at it. We want to make sure we keep it up as long as we can so people can have access to that. Still working with our public works director and kind of the public works umbrella on this public works field training project. So we have five trainers that are working with kind of a cohort of staff. And this is actually the first go around. So they developed this up from the ground. It's kind of the trial, the first year for a trial. And then that'll be a standing kind of program for people to be able to learn more about. If you're in water, you should know more about engineering. If you're an engineer, you should know more about parks and kind of how we all work together. Because when you really look into it, everything we do is interconnected with our public works agencies. So that's pretty cool for me personally to actually learn more about all the other agencies and how they operate. And when you look at it, we operate pretty similarly. So it's so pretty cool. And eventually we'll get a couple people from water that'll be in a cohort and they'll learn. And it really is just good for retention at the city. So that's really the main thing. It's just retaining staff at the city. If you go for a public maintenance worker three position and you don't get it, maybe there's something similar at engineering, maybe there's something similar at streets that you can get, and people will do that instead of going to a different private sector or going to a different city or something like that. So that really is just all about retention, especially within the public works division or umbrella, I guess. Water utility website and web form. So I created codes for the Water Wagon request form, which will really help streamline some of the requests. I know now that Jody gets requests from all different organizations and different people. And right now we just have a PDF online that people have to physically print out and then they fill it out and then they scan it back in. And some of them are not really legible and things like that. So this will be a web form where you can just type in the information. And that'll all come to our new email address, which is wateroutreach@madisonwater.org, which we'll start to promote once that's up and running. And then the same for the meter change appointments. People need to change their meters, I think, every 20 years or is it every 10 years? I don't know. A lot of information there. But either way, they get a notification to change, to set up an appointment to change their meter. So when they do that, instead of calling, which a lot of people do, which is why the meter shop took 441 calls or whatever last month, that'll really help out Brenda in the meter shop where she can just kind of get this and helps the organization and scheduling and things like that. So working on both of those. Those are both with the web developers now. So they did say mid-July. So hopefully by next board meeting, that'll be done. And that'll be up and running. Also working on a municipal services bill calculator. One of our staff, Ian, created a Power BI dashboard, which allows people to look at their bill and basically estimate what their, they can look at their actual municipal services bill and know what their meter size is. They need their account number and the amount of pervious services, all these different kind of attributes or variables that you can use to basically calculate what your municipal services bill will be. And the cool thing about that is it's not just your water bill. It's actually what your entire bill will be. So all six services are on there where they can actually see an average bill is about $98.60. So that's pretty cool for people to see. And then that can help them with conservation, too. If they're seeing that, hey, my bill is going to be $130. I want to get that under $100. What can I do to kind of figure out how I can get that to the goal I want? You can set up threshold notifications and things like that, too, on the website. So that's pretty cool that he developed that. As far as the digital accessibility project, we pretty much have a really accessible website. I think we're over like 90% for accessibility score. Social media has always been great with accessibility. And then Susan is actually leading the charge on the PDFs. So all the PDFs that are on our website need to be accessible. So appreciate Susan being our PDF change manager. She was appointed to be our PDF change manager for the water utility. So pretty soon, at least by next year, we'll have everything be accessible. I'm working with all the different departments and different managers to make sure that any documents that come out of the different departments are accessible moving forward. And to that point, similarly, website translation. So it's making sure that some of the new information like billing rates and things like that, and the bill calculator and stuff like that that may need to be translated, we can get that translated. Coming up on, I think, July 8th, we will have our payment system will be down until the 13th. So a few days there, like 5 or 6 days, it'll be down. And we are doing a migration to the cloud. So that's a huge overhaul. January obviously knows, and all her staff, like Crystal, are really working hard to get that. And this is a whole thing. So this is with the entire city. So working with IT, with finance, treasury, you name it. So it's a multi-agency kind of initiative. So we got information on our website about that. Sent out an email today about that, and then we'll send out more reminders and get stuff on social media as well. And then lastly, we're working on this Water Results Madison initiative, which is again another like citywide initiative to basically help us reach our goals and make sure that we're actually looking at metrics that can help improve each agency. So we've sat down a couple times, and we're on phase three now, I think, where we're actually looking at certain metrics. And then next year, we'll come back and make sure that we've met those goals, but then also exceeded them. And then, just keep doing that. I think it goes to 2033. So this is just the first year. So you'll keep hearing about this for the next 8 years. Other than that, as far as community outreach, as usual, Jody's really busy doing a great job educating the public, getting out in the community. And some of the events are up here through May. And then in June, yeah, in June, or wait, is this?
It's not on there because this report just covers the
Oh,
month
yeah,
of May.
sorry.
So
Didn't I?
I only reported for the reporting period of May.
Didn't I? So you erased some stuff from
I
our
took the
report?
things off because this is the reporting period for May. So
Yeah.
as you submit to the city, this is for the reporting period for May.
Yeah, but
So
we sent out an update.
on our website, you can find what we're doing in June and July. So we've got some really exciting events coming up. For July, we have Art Fair on the Square. We'll be located right outside of Grace Episcopal Church. If you're doing the Art Fair in the Square, you can find the Water Wagon. So feel free to stop on by. Pat came to Loop the Lake. It was great to see him. Hopefully, you had a good time at that event, Pat. Awesome. Thank you for coming. So, board members, you're always welcome to come and stop and visit. I'll also be attending Saltwise Day at the Capitol. On July 21st. That's going to be a really great opportunity to work with our constituents to hopefully make a difference in legislation to help reduce salt in our waterways.
Okay, yeah, and I wasn't necessarily finished speaking, but as far as this with May, we will continue to put the outlook for the next month too, just so you all know. I didn't know you changed it, but that won't happen again based on how I like to do my reports. So yeah, if you have any questions. All right, well, thank you, Marcus. Could we give a motion to approve the reports the week this third?
Move.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And a note as far as the agenda for next month, we will have our auditor report. I think that's Baker Tilly that comes in. Kurt was slated to do the evaluation. If there isn't a volunteer,
Robbie has.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah,
Okay.
sure.
Thank
Yes,
you, Robbie.
yeah, happy to. All members actively participate in discussions, and all members have opportunities to voice opinions and positions on agenda topics. I think we fully met that. Members come prepared to engage in discussion by reviewing materials provided prior to the meeting. I think we fully met that. Members engage in active listening and avoid interrupting other speakers. I think we met that as well. Members offer honest opinions and respect the viewpoints expressed by other members. Fully met. Members honor Water Utility Board, procedures and policies as outlined in the policy book, fully met that as well. Members represent the collective interests of current and future Madison residents. I think we've met that as well. Members make decisions based on equity principles, considering the decision's impact on all residents. The decision-making process considers who benefits, who is burdened, who does not have a voice at the table, how can policymakers mitigate unintended consequences, and I think we met that as well. So,
okay.
Thank you.
And do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Well, second?
Second.
And without objection, we are adjourned. I think this was record time. Thank you.